Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A grave in County Monaghan has been exhumed by experts searching for the body of former monk Joe Linsky, more than 50 years after he was killed and disappeared by the IRA during the Troubles. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains said a formal process will be undertaken to establish the identity of all the remains found in the grave in the village of Aniala. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by John Hill, the ICLVR lead investigator. And John, thank you for joining us. Perhaps you could start by telling our listeners a little bit about Joe Linsky.
Well, Joe Linsky, as we know, was a Cistercian monk at one stage. He lived in Belfast. He'd fallen out over an event that happened whilst he was a member of the Provisional IRA, and as a result of that, this is information, of course, that was provided to us or revealed to us in 2010. As a result of that, he was taken out of Belfast, and we understand that he was later executed and then secretly buried.
And where is this exact location then in Monaghan?
In Aniala, which is not too far away from Castle Blaney, which is in County Monaghan.
Okay, what prompted the commission to take this step then of exhuming a family grave?
Well, obviously it is a major step, and it is based upon information that we have. We have had historical information relating to suspicious activity at that grave. And on the original occasion, we didn't realise perhaps the significance of it and the bearing it might have had on Joe Linsky. In more recent times, and I'm talking not in weeks or days, I'm talking in within the recent years, more information has been revealed to us, which makes us connect it with the possibility that it could be Joe Linsky. Now, as a result of that, we've undertaken this exhumation, and this really isn't taken lightly. So we have had over the years a number of pieces of information suggesting that members of the disappeared or people of the disappeared have been buried in various grave sites. We've been able to eliminate all of those. On this occasion, we could not. So because of that, we were put into this position where we needed to excavate it, to eliminate it or to prove it to be Joe Linsky. Obviously, we're hopeful that it is. We don't know that for fact. We don't know for sure what we've recovered from the grave. A forensic anthropologist has recovered all of the bodies from there, and then the process now goes on of identifying how many sets of remains have been recovered, and an identification process after that.
And so you're saying that you had received information about suspicious activity around this grave, you know, in the distant past, and then more recently in the last couple of years. But what prompted this activity then now, if you understand me? Was there anything more recent than that, or was it just it took this long to get the decision?
No, this is a very lengthy process. This isn't a quick process because it's such an invasive process, and it is so difficult for all of the families involved. We have to explore and examine all of that information to be sure that what we're doing is the best process and course of action that we're taking. We were and have rigorously examined this information over a period of time, and we got to this stage. Now, this has taken some months even to get to the stage of executing the exhumation. So it isn't, as I say, a quick process. It takes quite some time to get to this stage.
So what happens next thing? How long will the process take in terms of getting the results?
I can't be absolutely sure, but I would expect within a few days we should know whether or not there are additional remains that have been recovered from the grave. And then after that will be the process of identification, and that invariably is via DNA. And then we would have to satisfy the coroner as to the identity of any remains that are recovered. And hopefully that will be in relation to Joe Linsky. So I can't give a time frame on it because it's just too difficult. You have to bear in mind on this occasion, normally we're searching fields or bogs. We would come across a set of remains which will be unique in that area. On this occasion, we're actually searching a graveyard. Where, of course, there are remains, and we expect there to be remains. So the process is pretty much the same, but it's much, much more difficult.
In terms of trying to, as you say, identify which remains are which, really. And I know you mentioned that it's not the first time you've searched for Joe Linsky's remains. And in 2015, I think you searched a site in County Meath that you didn't find Joe Linsky's remains at that time. But the bodies of two other members of the disappeared were found at that time.
That's right. And you know, I'm very mindful of the impact that has had on the Minsky family, that we were hoping that we had recovered the remains of Joe Linsky. And as it turned out, it wasn't. It was actually Seamus Wright and Kevin McKee. So it was a bittersweet moment for them and for us. But of course, you know, the impact that has on the family is quite enormous. And this will be equally as enormous. So we're trying to minimise exactly how we or where we are, managing the expectations until we know for sure, you know, how we take this forward.
Your own commission was set up by the UK and Irish governments during the peace process to investigate the whereabouts mm-hmm. of the disappeared. How many people have you found thus far?
Well, personally, I've been involved in recovering 8, and that's since 2006 when I started. We still have 4 outstanding, as you know, and there were 4 additionally recovered prior to my appointment with the commission.
And does it become more difficult, John, as time goes on, you know, as people pass away, you know, as like it's effectively cold case type of investigations?
Yeah, of course. We have to be realistic. We have, you know, we've got 50-odd years, some of these cases. So the chances, the possibility are that people who may have absolutely crucial information have died since, and that information isn't available anymore. But it may be they've passed it to somebody else. It may be that that information was always there, but it was waiting on somebody dying before it was passed on. The Commission has an absolutely exemplary an exemplary position in relation to information. No information has ever been revealed outside of the Commission, and I want to express that as strongly as I possibly can. The information that comes to us is completely and utterly confidential. And it can be provided on that basis. It is purely for the humanitarian aspect of recovering the remains. There can be no prosecution in respect of information that's provided to the Commission. And in fact, the information doesn't even go to law enforcement. It only stays within the Commission.
Okay, so if there's anyone listening to you this evening who may have information on Joe Linsky or indeed any of the other people that you're searching for, you're giving that guarantee that the information would stop with them. I know there was also a painstaking search for Captain Nairac. That was just in August of this year. Ultimately, it was unsuccessful. What's the status of the search for his remains?
Well, the search is completed, as you said. We had a very defined area that we were searching, looking for him. We were unsuccessful in that. The investigation still goes on. We're still interrogating our information and still going on as far as we can. We appeal again for anyone who has some information that might be able to help us with that. We certainly haven't given up on it. We haven't given up on any of the cases of the disappeared, and that includes Seamus Maguire as well and also Columba McVeigh. All of them are on our minds all the time, and they're being worked on constantly, all the time. You have to bear in mind the Commission, we're only a very, very small number. We're only numbers 4. Investigators, and that would include me. So it's a very labour-intensive piece of work, as you've already alluded to, given the time span that's elapsed since these have happened. But we continue on as hard as we possibly can.
All right. Well, John Hill, I really appreciate you joining us to bring us up to date on where that investigation is at. That is John Hill, who is the ICLVR lead investigator.